Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. It makes sense that young people who have been abused or neglected would be more likely to get in serious trouble, but the numbers are nonetheless pretty amazing. Half of the minors in the adult prison system get there from the child welfare system. There are a lot of people working to change that. One of them is Alex. A few years ago, things were looking bleak for Alex. Alex is 19. We're not using his last name because he has a history in the juvenile justice system that he's trying to move past. Things started small for him, trouble for shoplifting, some fights at school. And then, when he was 15, there was a total family collapse, which made his behavior worse.
And then I guess I was kind of just thrust into the system. They had arrested me and then removed my sisters and put them in foster care. So there really wasn't somewhere for me to go back to.
That's how kids can get lost in a juvenile justice black hole. There are plenty of studies that show kids in foster care spend longer in the juvenile justice system and are treated more harshly than other kids. Alex spent over 2 years in that system, in part because there really wasn't any other place for him to go. On the low end, his stay probably cost the state almost $150,000. And at the end of that, Alex was still behind in school and needed help figuring out exactly how to meet his goals, like going to college. Then he got connected to this person.
My name is Paula LaCare, and I work at Berrien County Department of Human Services.
LaCare makes up an additional human layer in the foster care system. She's not a caseworker, but it's her full-time job to support about 21 kids who spent at least part of their lives in the foster care system. Plenty of research backs up how a good relationship with somebody like her, somebody who knows the system and is willing to make it work for these kids, can change the trajectory of a young person's life, especially for kids who have been in the juvenile justice system. So LaCare looks for any opportunity to build those relationships, something as simple as a car ride. As she's taking Alex to the DHS office, they talk about how close Alex is to being able to afford his own car. When he gets it, he'll be able to get to college and his job much easier. It will just be added to the list of things LaCare has helped him do in the year and a half they've known each other.
Getting my driver's license, helping me with interview clothing, looking for housing. She's helped me with meeting new people, finding jobs, basically a godsend. She's gone above and beyond for me in any aspect of my life that I've asked for help in. It's just been very great.
LaCare says they work like a team to support other young people like Alex. His turnaround is pretty exceptional. In part, that's because of the support he gets from LaCare. Now he's working with his county DHS office and Georgetown University to try to push through bigger changes to the way all kids in foster care are treated when they get into trouble.
He's like my right-hand man. It's just been really great to see him grow, and I have no doubt that he's going to do great things.
LaCare says she just wants more people to do whatever it takes to support kids coming out of the child welfare system.
If I had a dream, if I had one wish, that would be it.
And it sounds like that might be you for Alex.
Yeah, I hope so.
For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.